Chicho.
What up? What
we
up?
Must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right? That
and
right.
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and
what
Coach.
Up? Up?
You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been ballin' since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real
Woo.
Talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it, no.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the Sports Talk Studios. It is SRT and the crew, and we're doing our thing. Thanks for tuning in. Sports Roundtable is an information-based sports show, and we do it in an entertaining way. Thanks for tuning in last week. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O., and I am from Bankhead, and I got my crew in the building with me. Crew! First week of football, baby. Oh, have mercy. Yes. Finally, first week of football. Before we get started, before I introduce my crew, man, I will have to say that this is the hottest sports talk radio show on radio. Got to be. We on replay twice a week, and we live once a week. So, gotta love that. My crew is in the building. I got a princess next to me, the diamond of the crew, T-Bud.
The jewel of sports is in the building.
Bling.
What's up, crew?
What up,
Jewel?
What up, ATL?
What up,
ATL? We live on AM 1100. Get with us if you're riding around these streets. Catch us on TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio or the 1100 AM app if you don't have Atlanta Radio in your car right now.
What she said.
Yeah.
And the website is actually 1100atlanta.com. You can go to the website. Watch us live in studio as we are doing our thing. My main man from Memphis, Tennessee. He's an FSU fan.
Knew it.
My main man, Hancock. What up, Han?
How about them nodes, baby?
What up?
I was waiting
What's
on
going
that.
On?
I was waiting on that
What's
today.
Going on? What up, Atlanta?
What's happening?
What's up, crew?
What up?
Let's do this thing.
FSU, baby.
Boy, no, baby. They have been a little worried, but
they gave you an ulcer that first half.
Back. Hey, my young fella grew up on me. Grew up in the
grew
first half, second half.
Absolutely. And, I don't guess this man needs any introduction. Now we've been doing it for so long. The college football champion and remains number one. My main man, D-Wheel, the coach.
52-6. That's all I got to say. 52-6. What up, crew?
What up, Wiz?
What happened to ATL?
52-6.
52-6. Everything good, though?
Oh, I'm awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got you a number two jersey?
Nah, just 52-6.
Just 52-6. He got a t-shirt that's
oh, yeah, it's man. Coming very soon. Real talk tease.
Oh, new
52-6. On
there
the way.
You go. If you're new to the show, man, Sports Roundtable, this is what we do. Because our favorite hashtag is
We Know Sports.
Also, got my main man G Money behind the glass. He a sports fan too. He a Cowboy fan though.
Yeah,
Hancock like him.
I'm a Florida State fan too. So.
My man.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
my man. Hancock new best
Lord
friend.
Yeah.
BG ride, baby. We ride.
Oh my God.
52-6.
Follow us on we also on social media if anyone needs to follow us, SRT man. We are on Facebook at
SRT Radio.
On Twitter at
SRT Radio.
And on IG at
SRT Radio.
And if you want to join the show, if you want to be a part of the conversation, please give us a call, 404-603-8770. And matter of fact, call us up. SRT question of the day. Who's the studs? Who's the duds from the first week? Call us up. Let us know who you got on that. And actually, you can Follow me, HOHM3 Inc. at HM3 Inc. Tiffany?
HM3Inc.com.
And where they can follow you at? Well, that's my Twitter hashtag. But where they can follow you at?
They can follow your girl on all social media at Tiff Get Familiar.
Hancock?
Oh, yeah, I'm at Sports Superhero.
You remember today?
Yeah, Twitter is at Sports Superhero.
Okay, then. Yeah, go ahead, D-Way.
I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach K as in King and the number 9.
Oh, I know you were ready.
He's always ready for that social media.
Right down on the show. We got a question of the day out there for all you people. Tell us your studs and duds. 404-603-8770. Call us up. Let us know who's your studs for the first weekend. Roundtable discussion. It's going to be hot. We got that hot 8-8 coming up. Then we got FanDuel second hour of the show. FanDuel reports. Got that water cooler report. They talking at the water cooler. NFL roundtable discussion. Then we go end the show. So go be a great show. Go be an awesome show. But I do have a story to tell before we get into the show. I was talking to one of loyal listeners, female, and I'm always soliciting feedback. And I asked, what was your feedback since we're on the radio? She said, y'all are deep into detail. Great show. But a lot of that stuff be going over my head.
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, okay. I say, well, what makes you think it's a great show if it goes over your head? She said, because y'all know sports.
It is.
I say, well, can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, I had somebody tell us we know too much.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, man, y'all know too much about sports. Like, yeah, y'all just know too much.
The engineer of our intro with Sun Ra, what up, Sun Ra?
And what up, Sun Ra?
Slick Breezy.
Uh-huh.
Slick Breeze says he feels stupid when he listens to us.
No.
Yes, yeah. Because we give so much.
Wow. But they may not. Well, we won't
get smarter, not dumber.
Hey. That's crazy.
We're going to keep getting it to him.
We're going to keep getting it to him. All right, man. Let's go ahead and get into the hot 8-8.
It's now time for the hot 8-8, the hottest 8 stories of the week.
Hot 8-8. Sponsored by Smart Seal Security. If you need home security, please call our friends at Smart Shield Security. Monitoring plan starts at $14.95. Please give them a call, 404-590-3996, or visit the website, smartshieldsecurity.com. First question, hot 8-8, my girl, Tiff.
Yes, sir.
First week of football, college weekend. I need you to rate the first week of college football, 1 to 10, 10 being excellent.
I would have to rate it a 9 because it was some great quarterback play this weekend. It was some great freshman play this weekend. It was some great offensive play this weekend. Some great upsets this weekend. I mean, it, like, for the opening week of college football, it was a great weekend. Like, it really was. I mean, we had some games that in the first half, you think one team was going to win. In the second half, it was a totally different game. And the team that was winning in the first half lost the game. I mean, I want to say that Christian McCaffrey of Stanford, he basically lived up to his hype of his first game during the college football weekend. I want to give a shout out to FSU's freshman quarterback, Francois, because he led them on a 33-0 scoring comeback to beat Ole Miss. I need to give a shout out to Jalen Hurts, Bama's freshman quarterback, because he didn't even start the game, came in, threw for 118 yards, and had 2 touchdowns. And Jacob Eason of UGA got in the game. So I need to rate this first weekend of college football definitely a 9 out of 10. It was great.
Hancock, say Francois for me.
DeAndre Francois. Future Heisman candidate.
That boy looked like Mike Vick.
There you go.
Man.
All right, let's get to question number two.
All right, Big H.O., now your Braves, they started doing all right now.
Hallelujah.
They won six straight before losing to the Nationals the other day. Your thoughts on how they've been doing and what's going on?
Listen, man, I was telling Hancock this the other day, and baseball fans, tune into this. Check this out. The Braves in the last seven games has finally got their first three hitters, Ender Inciarte, Adonis Garcia, and Freddie Freeman are finally getting on base. The first two hitters are definitely getting on base. Ender is hitting .452, on-base percentage .500 over the last seven games. Garcia, he's seeing all fastballs now, playing third base, batting .387, two home runs, six RBIs. And, of course, the player of the week, Major League Baseball NL Player of the Week, Freddie Freeman. The last seven games, .385, two home runs, eight RBIs, and he finished that up with the Player of the Week, of course. That's how the Braves are doing it. They finally got their first, at least three guys. But 4, 5, and 6.
You guys still got a problem.
So is that why they're trying to sign Tim Tebow? I'm just asking.
I figured that was going to come sometime throughout the show.
But let me ask you,
when are they going to open the new park?
Next year.
And people going to get there with about 6 innings?
They changing the time.
6 innings. They going to start the games at 10
they
at night.
They changing the start time, man.
They going to change the start time to 10 at night.
They changing the start time, though.
To what time?
10 at night.
It got to be late.
It's 7:40. It's got to be 10 at night, y'all.
7:40.
Yeah. That's still rush hour.
What, we keep talking about how hard it is going to get into the game. What about leaving? At 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night.
Home. Well, if it's on a Friday, they can listen to Sports Roundtable from 10 to 12.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. Catch the replay show.
There it is. Catch the replay show. All right, question number three. Hancock.
Yes, sir.
Thoughts on Charlie Strong and his job at Texas after seeing them play the way that they played?
Well, Charlie Strong has gotten Texas back in the football business, man. The perception has changed. And you know, for Texas to be this type of institution that always had big-time college football, we hadn't seen that out of them in the, you know, last few years.
True.
And for him to turn that program, he has players on the team now that actually look like football players. Yes, they're playing with speed, with passion.
I was shocked.
I mean, seriously.
For
so
real, he's right.
The perception of Texas might be changing, which in turn will help the recruiting base. A&M had it going there for a while. Mm-hmm. But I think with what they're doing now, Texas might be back in the business of football. So
thanks to Art Browse.
Well, Art Browse did help. But Charlie's he's doing it, man. I wish him all the best because we had the U-Haul numbers out for him and everything. You know, we were going to help him get packed because he was close.
Yes, know? It was.
So big ups to Charlie in Texas. They looking good, man.
All right, question four, D. Will.
Yes, sir.
Did Saban just hire his next offensive coordinator by hiring Sarkisian, who was fired from USC last year?
Looks that way.
I mean, the reason I'm asking, I'm pretty sure you got the inside source.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I could have reported this 2 weeks ago,
okay,
but decided not to because my source told me it was a long shot. It was talks, but it was a long shot. But they gave me two theories to think about.
Okay.
This. First theory is Lane Kiffin's out next year.
Mm-hmm.
So he is our next offensive coordinator. So this is basically a year-long interview process. Because for everybody who doesn't know, Steve Sarkisian, who got fired.
Who has a drinking problem.
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
He's an alcoholic.
Yeah, he gets it in.
And Tuscaloosa's not the place for you to get it in.
So that's what I'm saying. Is he going to leave with...
That's why he's coming a year early to get the interview process, mm-hmm, to get know the lay of the land, understand what you can and cannot do. Because there's no guarantee he's going to get the job.
Right.
He's the guy in waiting.
Right.
Okay? But the other theory is Nick Saban's on his way out in 2 years.
Mm.
So he's letting Lane Kiffin build his staff.
Do you think that works in Alabama?
Hold on. G say he got something to say about that.
You can't be serious about this. Nick Saban's going to leave Alabama to Lane Kiffin.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
are you serious?
Listen,
me and G,
listen,
we right here, baby.
I'm no, Lane I don't no, see no, no. All three of us are right here.
I'm saying what I heard from the inside.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Question number five.
All right, Big H.O., what was your biggest upset this weekend?
You know, I'm going to go up top. And I'm just going to pull one out the hat and say Virginia losing to Richmond. Yeah. 37-20.
Out the hat.
You know, I mean, it wasn't a big name. It wasn't a big school because, I mean, easily South Alabama, obviously. You know, but.
What hat you pulling off the shelf? You pulling, you, I still ain't heard that out of my head. Go ahead.
Hey, the Spiders' total offense, 524 yards against Bronco Mendez Hall debut at Virginia. Upset of the week.
You might as well have been speaking German to our listeners. They don't that know who right you're talking there. About. Spiders and Mendenhalls.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the Spiders is.
The Richmond Spiders.
Wow. You know he always got to go to left field and go get somebody.
Their, that's the their
Virginia
mascot.
Virginia Cavaliers, 37-20. We knew same school Brian Jordan went to.
Bronco Mendenhall, we all knew, was a bad hire for that job. And now it's starting to
He
show.
Came from BYU, exactly. For all our listeners.
That was a bad move for him.
You think so?
Yeah.
He got a tough way to
Boy,
go.
He got a long
See
way
why he hired him, though.
Exactly.
It's rough. All right, question number C. WNBA playoffs are coming soon. So we're going to let Tiffany tell us about the playoff changes we're looking forward to this year in WNBA.
All right. The WNBA wants to showcase the best talent. So the biggest rule change of them all is the top eight teams with the highest winning percentages, regardless of the conference, will qualify for the playoffs and be seeded based on their record. The teams will be reseeded after each postseason round. The first and second rounds are single elimination games. And in the first round, the fifth seed hosts the eighth seed and the sixth seed hosts the seventh seed. In the second round, the third seed hosts the low seed, and the first round winner and the fourth seed will host the other first round winner. And the semifinals will feature a best of five format, with the number one seed hosting the lowest remaining seed and the number two seed hosting the remaining team after that. So no more best teams from each conference. Conferences are blown up when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be Minnesota and L.A.
Of course, it's going to be them in the championship.
Let's be real.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
All right, question number seven. We got to move quick. Hancock, preseason had the Sooners as number three team, most overrated team this year. What do you think about that?
I don't know if they were the most overrated. I told you it was something about Oklahoma. That didn't sit well with me. But to their credit, to go and play the elite group of five team in Houston, I think was a better loss than, you know, Mississippi State losing to
South Alabama
and Tennessee barely surviving against Appalachian State. So even with that loss, you know, it looks bad on them, but they have a chance to come back from it. I'm not going to say they're overrated, but they're not quite clicking like I thought. I didn't see it anyway.
Gotcha. All right, D-Will, last question of the night, Hot 88. Six SEC teams lost. Florida struggled and Arkansas struggled. Any concerns about the SEC?
Major concerns.
Clearly not the head and shoulders better than anybody right now.
Major concerns because two of the teams picked by many to be in Atlanta for the SEC championship, Tennessee in the East, LSU out of the West. LSU obviously lost, and Tennessee looked horrible. So we're talking the top echelon of the SEC that struggled. You know, so, yeah, it's major concerns, and we can throw away that sentiment that two SEC teams are getting into.
Oh, yeah, we can throw that away.
I wouldn't throw it too far yet, though, man, because some other people are going to lose. So what? Just hold on, because it's a long season, y'all.
SEC's going to be hard. I see the ACC maybe, but SEC,
it's going to
be
tough for them, man.
I mean, look, Florida State got to go play a Louisville. We didn't know that Louisville was going to be a good team right now. You know, you look at some other teams out there that still have to go places. Texas looks good right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't see LSU getting back. Only way LSU gets back, they have to beat Bama. And
that ain't about to happen.
But let's hold on Michigan, Ohio State, because they haven't played anybody yet.
True.
So we don't even know what they are.
True.
So it's like I'm just saying, it's a long season.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I agree with you. But two teams,
I don't see it either.
With the way the first weekend looked, I'm kind of agreeing with you on that.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the Hot 8 at 8. Great topics, man. I knew that Tim Tebow, of course, was going to come up sooner.
You know, I threw the Braves in there.
Here we go. All right, man, we're going to get to a quick sports update. We'll be back and go to commercial real quick. Sports update to Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to the sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT show. NBA news for you. Jrue Holiday leaves the New Orleans Pelicans to be with his pregnant wife who has a brain tumor. She will be having surgery 6 weeks after the birth of their child. She has numbness on the right side of her face because the tumor is pressing on a nerve. The baby is due mid-October, but they plan to induce labor earlier, and her and the baby are expected to be fine. Ryan Lochte, he has been suspended by the U.S. Swimming Association for 10 months and banned from the 2017 World Championships from his Rio incident. And the tennis U.S. Open is going on right now, and the most successful tennis player of all time is Serena Williams. She holds the fastest serve in the U.S. Open right now over men and women combined. That serve is at 126 miles per hour. And she has advanced to the quarterfinal round, which is tonight. She has made history with her win because she got her 308th win, and that's the most of all time men and women combined, over Roger Federer, who has 307, and Martina Navratilova, who has 306. Caroline Wozniacki advances to the semifinals. She won her quarterfinal match in two sets. Venus Williams was beat in the fourth round. She lost in three sets. Andy Murray just lost in the quarterfinal round. He lost in five sets. And Novak Djokovic advanced to the semifinals after winning his quarterfinal match in two sets when his opponent quit with a knee injury. And Rafael Nadal got upset in the fourth round in five sets. And that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Hey, that's sad about Jrue Holiday, man.
It is.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Man, it really is, man.
That's tough. It's real tough.
It kind of, I guess, if that's one of the reasons why he was not playing over the last couple of years, then now I understand, because, I mean, that's a tough situation to be in.
Very much so.
I can't even fathom having to go through a situation like that.
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine it. Yeah. That's got to be one of the toughest things ever. Yeah.
Hey.
Good things is benign.
Exactly, yes, it is. It's benign. Because, like I said, my wife's father just had two benign tumors removed from his intestines, and I saw what he went through. So that's just, that's tough for it to be your spouse. And then she's pregnant with your first child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes it even tougher. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hey, good thing is, it is a silver lining. They got millions.
Yeah.
That part right there.
And his brother's still playing, so he wouldn't mind, chipping in.
Exactly.
With that being said, we finna go to break, man. We get back, we gonna talk about the first weekend in college football this year. Also, studs and duds and what we was impressed with, man. Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday, 8 to 10. SRT crew will be right back.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Experience the difference on WWE 1100 Talk Radio. From news, politics, sports, and entertainment, you will find a variety of different discussions you can be a part of. Come check us out on Facebook on WWE 1100 AM and Twitter at 1100 AM Atlanta. See you there.
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right, for a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to selfiestationradio.com and enter promo code 77. That's selfiestationradio.com, promo code 77.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
On paper, summer is almost over. On asphalt, that's an entirely different story. During the Indian Motorcycle Legendary Summer Event, find great offers on America's first motorcycle, like a $1,500 trade-in allowance on select models, with payments as low as $5 a day, but only for a limited time. Promotional offers subject to credit approval. Offers valid through 9/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Visit your local Atlanta area Indian dealer.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWWE 1100 AM.
Sports Roundtable. SRT crew back in the building. Great top 8 at 8. A great hot 8 at 8. You know, I saw this guy, this designer, right? Saw him on Wendy Williams. Still like the beat, but I have a whole new
song. I bet.
Glam. I'm like, wow.
So can we retire Panda now?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask that too, but I was going to let you, the engineer, I was going to let you hit him with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a C7. I still ain't heard that he said.
Nah.
I even think the lyrics wrong on the internet.
Something about some broads in Atlanta or something.
Yeah, broads.
That's all I know.
He got broads in Atlanta. Panda, panda, panda.
Sipping codeine in the family.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just got to. Yeah, we have. Yep, yeah, Panda is done.
It's still a turn up, though. We still
turn
up.
That's right. He's banging, man. I'm sorry. He's banging.
Is there a way we can remix this?
Can we remix it?
I get slick on it.
Something, man. Oh, all right, man. It's time for one of our favorite discussions, man. Call us up. Please call us up. Roundtable discussion is about to get real, real good.
You man. Gave a topic, a call, a question of the night,
yeah.
Too, didn't you?
Question of the day, question of the night. Well, it's nighttime now. Call us and let us know your studs and your duds for the first weekend. 404-603-8770, because we're about to give you out. All right, let's go ahead and get into this roundtable discussion.
Here's your SRT roundtable discussion.
Roundtable discussion is sponsored to you by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a used or a pre-owned car, please contact Jay's Used Cars, 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check the website for inventory at jjuicecars.com. All right. First weekend of college. And what a weekend it was. Takeaway from the weekend. And let the lady go first. Tip, your takeaway from first weekend.
LSU's in trouble. Like, big time trouble, from the play calling down to the quarterback play, down to how they running their entire offense. Like, they need to do better. Like, Les Miles, he has got to do better. Seriously, because, I mean, they really haven't had good quarterback play to begin with. But from what I recall, Fournette wasn't even really getting the ball that much in the first half.
Right. Yeah, he was at. Then he ended up averaging 6 yards.
I just want to know, does Les Miles have kids or anything?
He got a GoFundMe account. I mean,
he saw dude to give him that job.
But the reason I'm asking, are they being held hostage? somebody got pictures on him? Because it's got to be some reason that Brandon Harris is playing.
It's got to be a reason for real.
It's got to be. Because you don't go from the last season to this season with that as your starting quarterback.
But, and he looks like he got worse.
That's what I'm saying. So either somebody's being held for ransom or somebody got some pictures on him with some chickens or something. I don't know.
but it's got to be something.
You can, at a major school like that, you're going to go into this season with all you got around him and have that type of quarterback. Something's wrong.
It is. That's what I'm saying. They in trouble. Like, they have to make a change.
I don't understand it.
I don't think it's so much Brandon Harris as it is Les Miles and them developing him. Because he has talent. If you watch his game, in the first half, he threw 3 passes.
Can I call timeout?
No, not yet. Hold on. Let me get this point out.
Timeout, he panicked.
He did.
And that last throw.
Okay, that's the last throw. But I'm going to tell you, the last throw is a kamikaze of the beginning of the game. It's because he threw 3 passes in the first half. If you watch Texas with the Bouchelle kid, they came out quick hitch.
Yeah.
Quick hitch. Got him comfortable.
They threw quick hitches and he was throwing medicine balls. Them kids were going up and getting
put. Listen.
Yes, they were.
That was the second half. He threw 3 passes in the first half. They got him in no rhythm.
If you throw like that, I wouldn't let you throw. He's a quarterback, right?
He got to get up on the center, right? So you got to do something to benefit your quarterback. They did nothing. The 3 passes he threw were 15-plus yards.
Now, to your point, the resume for Les Miles says the same thing.
Exactly.
So, okay.
He's being stubborn.
I got you on that. All right, Han, what's your takeaway from the first weekend?
That man throwing with a Uzi, man. Ball all over the place, man.
Yeah, I agree. But what's your takeaway from the weekend?
My takeaway is that the national narrative is the SEC is bad now.
That's what they're saying.
They've been waiting on this for years to finally try to say, oh, we got them now. We caught up with them. So that's the national narrative.
No, that's the first thing on the website.
And the worst thing about it was that you had 2 teams that were supposedly contenders for the NCAA championship.
Right.
In Tennessee and LSU, then they went to bed.
Yeah.
But when you go back and look at the other losses, Vanderbilt. Come on. Now, Mississippi State did lose to an inferior team, but it's still Mississippi State.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So, in Auburn played a team that's arguably the best team perennial best team in the nation in Clemson,
right,
and played them to the last quarter of the game.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a little overblown. And you look at the other wins of these other conferences. Yeah, Wisconsin did beat LSU. But if you take a deeper look at the rest of them, Michigan played nobody. Ohio State played nobody. Nope. You know, so come on, man. I mean, let's be real. I think it's a little bit early to be saying the SEC is as bad as what people are saying.
And LSU basically played a road game.
Yeah, exactly. So, it is what it is. But the season will play out.
Yeah.
Now, to combat that, Florida did look bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying
they pedestrian on offense.
Yeah, but exactly. I mean,
but it'll shake out.
That's right. But Florida's defense is still going to be their calling card.
Right. But once again, they had all summer to prepare for the first game.
And I like Luke Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
They just got to get some
players. And you have to watch now. You don't want to show your cards also. Florida didn't want to show anything against this team.
Exactly.
So a lot of it's playing close to the vest.
Very vanilla.
So let's see. You know, just hold tight.
Yeah, and they got Kentucky this week, so we'll see. All right, D-Wiz, your takeaway.
My take this was the parity in college football. What Hancock just said is true, but everybody is catching up to the pack.
Yeah.
Players are going everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's players on every team now. You're seeing FCS schools actually compete, not just one a year. You're seeing 3 and 4 FCS teams compete with top-of-the-line FBS teams and actually win some of those games. It was just 6 years ago Appalachian State beat Michigan. And here they are right back, and they won the cusp of beating Tennessee.
Yeah, they should have won.
They should have won.
But they are who they are for a reason.
Exactly.
But –
numbers. It was numbers.
Exactly.
They got tired.
Depth. Point blank, period. But it's parity in college football now. And this is the first year that you can say anybody can reach the Final Four. When we got Houston in the conversation, what we call them?
Group of five
team being mentioned. And it's not
far-fetched.
It's not far-fetched.
But you know what's going to happen, D? they're going to, if everything is contingent on the rest of their season, because once they play their only other true test, which is Houston. Mm-hmm. And then let's say if Oklahoma falters, what's it going to do for their power ranking?
Yeah,
you
true.
See what I'm saying? So their whole season is contingent on two games, and they got to hope now that Oklahoma runs the table for them to even be viable. Because if Oklahoma doesn't run the table, that win that they had against them is going to be diminished.
But they won't drop. Here's the thing. If they continue to win, they won't drop.
They will, D, because they're not playing nobody. You watch and see. They're gonna kill them. It's already started. I was listening to Desmond Howard and everybody talking today. And these people carry weight because they're on the four-letter network. Yeah. And the first thing they're saying is, well, they only got two wins. And you look at these other schools, like you look at Alabama's strength of schedule. If Which Alabama loses, yeah. But what I'm saying is, if they lose two games, they're going to still look at them and say, well, they played a better schedule. And if it's just the way it is.
I wouldn't agree with that.
But though. But that's going to be the national narrative.
Listen. Houston can't lose, period.
They cannot. If they can't lose, there is a wrap. Yeah. But even if they win out, D, it's going to be hard.
If they win out, they got to go in.
The only thing that can help them is they continue to say that the SEC is not having a good year. It's the only way that it won't be as hard.
But SEC is going to get a team in. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Big 12 is going to get a team in.
Of course.
Maybe.
They're going to get a team in.
They're going to get a team
Unless
in.
Because
they
ACC
left them out
teams.
2 years ago. They're going to get a team in. They the only foul five comes, they'll be left out like that with an undefeated team. So they're going to get one. Then you look at the Big Ten. They're going to get either Ohio State or Michigan in. Mm-hmm. It's
or
only Iowa. One spot.
Or Wisconsin.
It ain't going to be Iowa.
But what I'm saying is, they're going to take over those spots. And when you playing a group of five schedule, you're going to be all man out. Yeah. They're going to dog them.
All right, my takeaway from this first weekend is, in 3 years, we possibly have seen this past weekend three top 10 quarterbacks going to the NFL.
Yeah.
Bouchette in Texas, Francois.
I'm with him. Oh, stop.
At Florida State, and Hurt at Alabama.
Hurts.
Not the car rental place, but Hurts.
Yeah. With an S. Like he put a
Hurts.
Not an ETC.
So you said that. You talk about newcomers.
Yes.
Yeah, he said freshman.
I didn't hear the freshman.
In 3 years, these three guys possibly can be all top 10.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So, NFL, get ready.
And you know what the odd part about that is? Bouchelle is the only pocket passer. And he's not that big.
Yeah.
The rest of them are dual. I don't want to say it because it seems like every time we get an African-American quarterback, we give them the dual threat tag. And both of these kids, Francois and Hurts, has a cannon for an arm. So I agree with you. In 3 years, we may see we just saw three top 10 picks all play their first game.
I'm telling
you. And guess what else? The best thing about that. Everybody heard it here first on Sports Roundtable.
Yeah. You sure did.
SRT, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
8-10.
But we the only ones that didn't start ours from the get-go. That kind of irks me. Everybody else went out there and said, hey.
I don't know what Nick. Well, you know what.
Yeah, exactly.
He played too much.
Yeah, and I'm saying he don't want Blake Barnett to transfer, but we'll get into that a little
later. All right, normally we'll go over the top 10. Since the rankings has come out. But unfortunately, we're going to throw them out, and we've done our own ranking. Sports Roundtable, SRT Power Ranking, sponsored to you by the SRT crew.
Yes, sir.
All right, hey, what we got, baby?
Well, we're going to start. You're going to go 10.
10. Oh, yeah, start out 10.
At first. Number 10, with a valiant effort, was the Ole Miss Rebels. Put up a great fight.
Before you continue, tell them how we comprise this top 10.
Well, we went over... Unfortunately, one of our people
was left off the list.
But what we do is we go and we watch all the games throughout the weekend and come up with a ranking 1 through 10. And once we get our rankings, each of us will they're compiled by me once they send in the top 10. And I'll go over and each slot is weighted point-wise. Yep. Number one gets 10 points. 2 gets 9, and so on. So after all of them, we add up all the total points and come up with our top 10. So again, at number 10, the Ole Miss Rebels. At number 9, it's Michigan State. Spartans at number 8, the Oklahoma Sooners at number 7, the Houston Cougars at number 6, the Stanford Cardinal at number 5, Michigan State Wolverines at number 4, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Ohio State Buckeyes at number 3, the Clemson Tigers, and at number 2, the Florida State Seminoles. And rounding out our top 10, Nick Saban's Crimson Tide.
Jill.
Bama.
SRT.
So we'll have our Power 10 every Wednesday night. We'll go over and just give our top 10. Yeah. Let you know what it looks like.
Make sure we add G Money to that email list, because we don't want it. Well,
G Money and the Jewel.
Yeah. See how they do me? Y'all well, hold just on. Dissed me. Y'all. They left me off the email list, now, so I couldn't get my top 10.
We don't want to see Florida State itching up every week.
Exactly. We don't need this.
They're number 2 now. How much farther are they? I mean,
they can't go to number 1.
They're already number 2.
They can't go to number 1.
All right, man. Studs and Duds. Call us, man, if you got some Studs and Duds. 404-603-8770. Ladies first. Studs and Duds. Who's your stud and who's your dud?
My stud, Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson. He only played half the game against Charlotte.
Oh, he's doing the Steph Curry, huh?
Yeah. He was 17 for 23, threw for 286 yards, had 119 rushing yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Wow.
Fantasy sleeper.
Yes, just understood.
Crushing it. And I got to give it to Mississippi State's kicker, who had a chance for a game-winning 28-yarder and missed it.
That was pretty bad.
That's my dud, because, man, you got a chance to be a hero, and you lost to a team you shouldn't have lost to on your missed kick.
Wow.
At home.
That's horrible.
That's a dud. That's a dud.
28 yards.
You probably stay in sleep.
They should have hit him with some of them cowbells.
Exactly. All right, Harry, what you got, studs and duds?
Going with stud, we're going to go with Jalen Hurts, Alabama's freshman quarterback. He should have started the game. That's just my opinion. The young fella showed a lot of poise. He really jump-started the offense once he came in. After fumbling the first snap, showing a little jitters, he really rounded in shape, got himself together, looked good going. I can remember one play they were blitzed off the right side, and he was just as calm, and he threw it out to your boy, Darius Stewart, for about a 60-yard pass.
71.
And it was, just to show that poise under pressure to throw it at that time was great. I think he's got a bright
future. And actually recognize it.
Yeah,
he saw
to see it.
Pre-read.
So, my dud is, and I hate to keep beating because this is a college kid, but Brandon Harris for LSU.
He a senior, man. He can get
real.
It's just ridiculous. And it's bad that he's put in this spot, especially with the team that's around him is a contender for the title. And you can look at that squad. You got studs everywhere. You got NFL caliber receivers there. I won't even talk about the running back situation. It's ridiculous. Right. So for you to have that and not be able to just keep the car on the road is ridiculous to me. It just honestly, you just don't lose the game. But one thing about it, they were leading. The defense had a chance to come up with a stop. And they did not come up with a stop. And Wisconsin went down, got a field goal, won the game. So, yes, as bad as he looked, LSU was winning in the fourth quarter and had a chance to win. So it all goes hand in hand, but the last play will always be shown with him panicking. And that's all he did. He panicked. He got outside. He raised up and just threw the ball. He never looked. He just threw the ball. And that's what I have.
I think he might even had his eyes closed.
All right, D, what you got?
I agree. Studs, I'm going to go with the Florida State freshman, DeAndre Francois.
I like how y'all just switched little favorite teams like that on studs. That was cute.
D. Williams must have bought Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
They back at the campfire.
I couldn't say Jalen Hurts. But, hey, DeAndre Francois. And he started the game, which I commend Jimbo for doing. Going out there, putting the freshman out there, throwing him directly in the fire. And then also, for him to come out in the second quarter when the offensive line woke up, right? When they woke up and said, okay, we're going to actually protect him, you saw him stand in and make plays. And the play that stands out is at the end of the first half, he's getting blitzed, he drops back, stands in the pocket, ribs exposed, completes the throw for a touchdown, which was a huge score for them going into the halftime. He stood in there, took the hit, jumped right up, came back out, and played better. So it shows he has the moxie to be able to do the job. All right. So that's my stud and my dud. And boy, I've been waiting four days for this. Joshua Dobbs, University of Tennessee.
Good one.
Horrible, horrible. Now listen, we have been singing this man's praises for the last two seasons, and he has yet to show and prove.
They've been singing his praises.
Well, I'm saying the national,
right?
The national media and everybody. They have been singing his praises for 2 years. At some point in time, you have to say this kid you got a Brandon Harris him. You got a Jeremy Johnson him. He just don't have it. Okay.
I agree. I think it's hype.
He looks good. He's 6'5". He has the body. But the play that stands out to me, which gave him the dud syndrome.
The fumble. Nah.
Don't. You're absolutely correct. Driving to win the game. You dive, expose the football, fumble on the 1 yard line. And with God's grace, the ball was recovered by your teammate in the end zone for a touchdown.
And you see where he came from?
He tried to jump. He thinks
I'm talking about the running back. He came from
from the other side of the end zone.
Him not to quit on that play was
huge. Because everybody else just stood and watched. But for him to be a senior quarterback, knowing the situation, knowing what you need for him to make that play, that is just dud-a-lific.
Oh my God, we just making up words. All right, so when you did your studs, I've never seen G Money smile like that.
And my head was turned.
Yeah, and I know what he wanted to say, but I say it for you, G. Francois, they were behind.
Yeah.
And they said, win us the game. Is that right, G? They say win us, bring us back, and win us the game. Hey, no. Oh, I want you.
Yeah, put
to
it on
win
your shoulders.
The game. It's on your shoulders. 52 pass attempts. It's no way Hancock, G, that y'all would have thought.
Nah,
he would throw 52 times.
I thought he would be protected with Dalvin Cook, but what I will say is, like we said, Ole Miss came out with one thing in mind. Make the freshman beat you.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
And he did. Because they bloated the box constantly. They blitzed
they
the A-gap
Dalvin.
And wanted to make sure they took Dalvin away.
Uh-huh.
Now, what Dalvin did was make himself even more valuable next year because it showed that he could catch the
ball. That's coaching.
Sure did.
Out of the backfield.
That was coaching.
Sure did.
So his stock even went up. People going to say, well, he had a bad game rushing. But I bet you the NFL scouts were saying,
We got some screen plays we can run with him.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Well, I think that was Ole Miss plan to we're going to stop Dalvin Cook running the ball, but he showed that he could catch the ball, and it took Jameis yelling at the whole team.
Yeah.
They can't have that every game. So if someone has recorded that speech, to just play it every week when they're not playing well.
That's
going to work out. But DeAndre is I don't know if he's going to have a Jameis-like season, but, this is definitely a good start. There's a lot of promise, a lot of upside for him, so I'm excited to keep watching him, too.
He throws a better ball than Jameis right now.
He's got a cannon,
honestly.
Man.
I mean, as far as touch.
Yeah.
Jameis can read a defense and get the ball there, but
Jameis is heady.
You see the way the ball comes off this kid's arm is
a gun.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah, man, he got a cannon.
All right, my stud. Actually, I was trying to choose between two. I just swooped through them. Nick Chubb, 222 yards, 32 carries, and obviously the Notre Dame quarterback situation is clear as alkaline water.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
What?
That alkaline water is so beautiful.
Yes. Deshaun Kaiser.
Turn purple when you put dye in it.
Exactly. Don't put it in the designer water because you'll be surprised.
Be yellow.
You'll be surprised.
What? Yeah,
you'll be surprised. Yeah. But anyway, Deshaun Kaiser.
We digress.
6 touchdowns accounted for. 5 passing, 1 running. Nick Chubb just chugging along. Does he hit the hole better than any running back that y'all have seen?
Yes.
He's nice, man.
I mean,
nice.
he sees it and hits it.
He does, and he hits it quick too, man.
Yes, and when I see Fournette, it's like he's chopping. It's like he's steady stepping in.
He hits it, and he darts through that
hole
fast,
Chubb
man.
Just, and he gone.
Yeah,
I was just surprised, but those are my studs, and obviously my dud is Florida's offense. Go ahead.
Well, okay, I mean, I understand, okay, Florida's offense has not been any good since Urban, but how did no one mention that their dud of the week is USC's athletic department?
Well,
no, they just ran up, they just actually ran up against Bama. USC is actually going to probably
it's more
be good.
Than, it's more than that. Oh, wait, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Bad, they are bad.
Yeah. That's why we got you here, G.
Exactly.
That's your dud.
Good call, G. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, their whole athletic department. Y'all fire them,
yeah,
we'll take them.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. I do like the freshman, Dario.
Well, he's like a junior. He was at Bama for 3 years.
Dario?
Yeah. Luke Dario's on our roster for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So, like I said, I think they play a little more vanilla. They can open up a little bit here soon.
Yeah, yeah. I think because he can actually throw the ball. He just got caught in a numbers game. He wasn't on scholarship at Bama ever. He was a walk-on, but he could have been on scholarship anywhere. He just wanted to go to Bama.
Yeah,
that was his
right.
choice. And, you know, but he got lost in the shuffle.
Crazy. All right, Han, we'll start with you with Dilson. What impressed you the most this weekend?
I was most impressed with Texas, man, to be honest with you. Just the whole atmosphere of that game. To see big-time college football back at Texas, and I was impressed with how Charlie he found his offensive coordinator, and he let him do his thing. Can't think of the OC's name right now, but for him to install basically two offenses in one.
Yeah.
Is what it's going to be hard to prepare for them, because if you come out and try to play conventional defense against them, and you say you go into a game plan saying we got to stay small and aggressive, when they go to that big package, they're going to bowl you and they're going to run it down your throat with a 250-pound quarterback who actually can hit an open receiver every now and then. So he's going to provide at least a threat of the pass. You can't just say everything's going to be run. I just think for them to turn the football team over the way they did from last year, looking like they didn't even understand how to play football, to maybe even being a contender for at least the conference this year, they impressed me the most.
Sterling Gilbert.
They got killed by Notre Dame last year. What was it, 38-0?
Yeah, they got blew out.
They got blown out.
One of 38-3 or nothing.
I thought it was a score.
They might have got a field goal.
It may have been. Whatever it was a plenty to a few.
Yeah.
And for them to come back and win on a national stage, the only game in town that night in the United States, and everybody saw it, and they lived up to the billing. Texas, to me, was my impressive part of the weekend.
That was the game of the weekend, though.
Yeah,
it was, man.
Joe, who you like? What impressed you this weekend?
Well, you kind of took it with your stud with Nick Chubb. I was impressed that he carried the ball 32 times and looked as good as he did coming off back from injury. I mean, he had 222 yards, two TDs. I mean, he looked good out there. And I was really impressed with how much that he was giving the ball in that first game. And that just goes to show how much he's going to be giving the ball.
It ain't heavy.
He's going to average at least 25 carries a game. Wow. They're going to work him like a dog this season.
D-Will, what impression?
Y'all can call this a homer pick, but I'm going all the way home with this. I'm going deep. Bama's defense.
Like it.
Because we don't rebuild. You know, what's the cliche? You don't rebuild, you reload. Scratch that. We don't reload. We reboot.
But you know what you're doing, though? 3 years ago, you looked massive and huge.
Oh, we still massive and huge.
But you're leaner and faster now. And I think if you look at their defense.
I don't know about that.
I think I bet you go back and look at the weight difference on that team versus back a few years
ago. It's not much difference. Because I'm going to break it down to you. Let me go and figure it out. Deshaun Hand, 260 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jaren Reed, 320 pounds.
How big was Upshaw and how big was
they were taller.
They were huge.
They were taller. We had 6'4 linebackers, and our linebackers
and,
not
and
our
6'2. And Upshaw and what was the other kid's name? That was there with
CJ Mosley?
No, the other kid before him, way before. I'm talking about
what year?
He played with Upshaw.
Played with Upshaw.
Terrence Cody?
Uh-uh. Well, yeah. Cody was huge, too. But yeah. The other kid. It's another linebacker.
Y'all know he in jail, right?
Number 30.
Oh, if you don't say that.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
He was a 6'4". Big linebacker, yeah. too. See, your side, I'm telling you, Nick got a little smaller and speedier because of the spreads. You can see it. They're more active. They can run now. And it's he getting more of that hybrid player that can play in space. And that defense was all over the place.
They all over the place.
Faster and more aggressive than I've seen.
But I'm gonna tell you honestly. Like this: they don't lack it inside. In the front seven, they're not lacking that much in size.
They look smaller to me. They look leaner.
They just look. They look faster. They look faster. They look a lot better. But we basically just put on a jersey.
I know that's your squad, but we're gonna go and look at that. We'll look at that roster.
We'll pull it up.
I promise you, I think they small.
I'm gonna tell you, they might be 2 inches shorter.
I ain't even talking about short. I'm Sean Dion Hamilton.
We talk about it at the linebacker position. Sean Dion Hamilton, he's 230. He's a big kid. He don't look big, but he 230. You got Reuben Foster. He's one of our biggest linebackers.
He's a hitter.
He takes shots.
I knew he was on special teams.
And he's coming knock himself out.
Yeah, knock himself out.
So he's doing the same thing. But that's what impressed me the most was how you know none of these players' names. It was a lot of them. I didn't even know who they were. I was looking at my roster like, who is this? Who is that? And they were coming out of nowhere. And it's like we never miss a beat. It's like I say, it's like the Matrix. Just plug them up, put them in, they go. That's what impressed me is Alabama's defense. Yeah,
they got some speed on D.
Love it.
God, they got some speed on D.
What impressed me was just the pure excitement of the first week. Just all of it lived up to the hype. I would say that. It really lived up to, I mean, the scheduling of the games, it was definitely that because they scheduled the games pretty, pretty well.
Yeah, I agree with that. They definitely did that.
Yeah, they scheduled these games and it was like, okay, they go force you to just watch Texas and Notre Dame, which was a thriller. Then Florida State and Ole Miss came. And it was awesome game. Tales of two halves. So that's what impressed me. G, you got something?
Well, number 30 that y'all may have been talking about, Dante Hightower?
Dante Hightower.
Okay.
As soon as you said it, it boom, popped in my head.
He's the one with the neck braces on him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So he looked bigger.
He was
6'4". But he was 6'4", 230.
Even the kid that played at Dallas a couple years back, the one that got
Rinaldo McClain.
He was a big
6'4", 230.
Big boys, man.
Like, yeah. But you got to say, we still 230 at linebacker. That's my
different
point.
230 than that, D-Way. Them boys bigger than 230 back there.
Fast.
I believe Hightower was at least 2'6". Hey,
he wasn't that big.
before we go to a sports update, I want to ask Tiff about the other freshman running back, Heron at UGA. Do y'all think he go get any? I mean, can it be a two man team?
Not the way Nick Chubb playing right now. He ain't about to get in the game.
I think he's gonna play some because of just the style that Kirby comes from, where he does counter all. But I agree with. I think Chubb's gonna get his 25 carries a game for sure. But he can't. I think you gotta get him out something. Plus, they're gonna beat some of these teams.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, yeah, he's going to end up resting them.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
They play Nickel State this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah. Then Chubb probably only going to play the first quarter.
Exactly.
Yeah, they call it the Steph Curry now. All right, man. That's it for the roundtable discussion, man. First hour of the show was awesome. But if you want to join the show, once again, 404-603-8770. And follow us on Twitter, man. We all over the place at SRT Radio, so please do that. We're about to go and give y'all this sports update real quick, but we'll be right back and going to commercial sports update coming up.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to the sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT show. Some NFL sports updates for you. NFL networks are generating record revenue for NFL games this season. Car companies, restaurants, insurance companies, and pharmaceutical companies have spent more than ever before on commercial time during NFL games. Networks charge from $300,000 to $700,000 for a 30-second commercial during an NFL game, and NFL games are the most popular programming on American television. The Dallas Cowboys have placed running back Darren McFadden on the reserve non-football injury list, clearing him from the 53-man roster and leaving him ineligible to play or practice for the first 6 weeks of the season. And since the Vikings are hurting at the quarterback position, they have gotten a trade from the Eagles for Sam Bradford for a first-round pick, and now the Eagles have named rookie Carson Wentz their starter at quarterback. And the Denver Broncos have cut Mark Sanchez, and the Cowboys have signed him as a backup to Dak Prescott, and this will be Sanchez's fourth team in 4 years. Also, the Denver Broncos have gave Emmanuel Sanders a 3-year extension for $33 million. He gets $27 million guaranteed, and he receives the sixth most guaranteed money among active receivers. And you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Hancock.
Yes, sir.
Sanchez, baby.
Man, I almost started crying. Yeah. I don't know why, man.
Hey, thanks for that update, Tim. I was just showing D. Weir Emmanuel Sanders, and I guess if we'd have been patient, he'd have heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, why? D. Weir said, who's going to throw on the ball, though?
3 years, $33 million, $27 million guaranteed.
Sound like Ricky Jarrett from Baltimore.
Don't it? I need $11 million a year.
That sounds just like Ricky.
$11 million a
year. Yes.
Hey, Ricky Jarrett was my favorite character.
He's
one of my favorite characters.
He's hilarious,
too.
Man.
All right, man. That's it for the first hour of the show. We get back from break. The second hour of the show, man, we got that FanDuel report, water cooler report, and we're going to talk some NFL. Sam Bradford, really? Wow. Sports Roundtable. We'll be right back.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
You're listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports and entertainment radio network. Live from the Sports Jock Studios, this is AM 1100, Hapeville, Atlanta's sports, news, and entertainment radio network. Experience the difference. The opinions expressed during the sponsored program on this station are strictly those of the program host, guests, and callers. They are not necessarily those of Beasley Media Group, this station's staff, or advertisers and agencies.
Saturdays in the garage from Advance Auto Parts.
Oil change, huh? Sure you can handle such a tough job?
You can go back to your own garage, you know.
But then who'd empty out your fridge for you? Full synthetic, huh? Nice.
Yeah, Advance Auto Parts had a deal. 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic and a premium filter for $29.99.
Smart. It's a sweet deal. Look at you, Mr. Cleanest Pistons in town. You gonna get any in the pan or just on your shirt?
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. See store for details.
Go from tank to tankless. Make the right play by choosing Rinnai tankless water heaters. Get yourself out of hot water at home by choosing the best water heating solution available. Why don't you tell us about the last time you were in hot water with your significant other? Visit gethotwater.com to submit your story for a chance to be a part of our weekly giveaway for football tickets. Grand prize winners will have a chance to win a pair of playoff tickets and a Rinnai water heater. Visit Rinnai.us for more information about their innovative products.
The sun is out, the kids are home, and you're ready to make this summer one they'll never forget. Gather up the family and head over to Lake Winnie, the South's best value amusement park, where there's excitement for everyone. Watch the little ones light up as they experience attractions like the flying elephants and the bumblebees. Get your thrill-seeking hearts racing as you freefall 14 stories on the Ozone and see if you can stomach the all-new Twister ride. You'll flip over it. Then, satisfy your taste buds with delicious treats like the legendary funnel cakes. With so much to offer and so close to home, Lake Winnie is the perfect place for every family to have fun together. Now open Wednesday through Sunday. Every Friday, buy one unlimited ride ticket and receive another for half off with a Dr. Pepper or any Coca-Cola can. For more information, visit lakewinnie.com.
WWE 1100 AM. Experience the difference.
AHO.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and Coach.
What up?
You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Hold up. Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stalling. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real Woo. Talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the Sports Jock Studios overlooking Atlantic Station. The SRT crew is in the building. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. I am from Bankhead. I got my crew in the building. Got Tiff Hand and D-Will the Coats and G-Money behind the glass. And that's how we rocking it on a Wednesday, each and every Wednesday, 8 to 10 o'clock. PM Eastern Standard Time. Please give us a call if you want to join the show. We do have a question of the day out there for all you listeners. 404-603-8770. Give us a call, man. We'd love to talk to you. Great first hour of the show. Great first hour of the show. Talked a lot of college football. Talk studs and duds. We told you what impressed us the most. Did a lot. Gave you some sports updates. Somebody just got 27 mil. Got to listen to the show, the replay show on Friday, 10 to 12, to figure that out. So. Right now, we got our main man coming up. It's about definitely about that time.
About that time, baby.
Yeah, fantasy football owners and all that. My man Hancock finna give y'all some FanDuel tips. FanDuel Player of the Week. Let's get it, Han.
And now it's time for this week's FanDuel Report.
What's up, my FanDuelers? Yes, sir. I'm going to give you some picks this week to help round out your FanDuel plays for the week this week, Sunday afternoon. I'm not going to give you plays like your Tom Brady's, who won't be playing, or your big-name running backs like Adrian Peterson, people like that. What I want to give you, people to round out your fantasy lineup. The first back I'm going to give you, running back, will be Spencer Ware of the Kansas City Chiefs. You might say, why would you be playing him when Jamal Charles is back? Well, Jamal Charles isn't all the way back. So, from what I'm hearing, he might not even play this Sunday. So, keep Spencer Ware in mind. He'll only cost you $5,400 on FanDuel. So, that's a back I'm looking forward to putting in my lineup this week. Also, James White of the New England Patriots, especially with Brady down. I'm looking for a lot of check down, using him out of the backfield. James White would be a great complimentary back to LeGarrette Blount. So, look for him to put up some numbers this week. Also, this one will be hitting close to home, and your wide receiver to look for. Look for Mohamed Sanu to get a couple of targets this week. Maybe get an end zone a time, get some good yards or whatever. Especially playing, obviously, Julio Jones will attract a lot of attention. Also, a number one target who won't cost you, I'm sorry, Sanu will only cost you $5,800. So that's definitely a nice play.
Oh, yeah.
The number one receiver that I think will go under the radar this week is Torrey Smith. And I say Torrey Smith because he's the number one receiver in an offense of Chip Kelly's. If you go back and look, Chip Kelly's number one receiver is a big play receiver, gets a lot of targets, and puts up numbers. They might sputter early, but it's just like Novocaine. Just keep on going. It'll work. So look for Torrey Smith, who costs about $5,600. And the last play I want to give you is a rookie to watch. This rookie happens to be on HM3's roster.
Hello.
He got him before I could get him. He goes by the name of Michael Thomas out of The Ohio State University. Thomas costs $4,900, but a rookie that will be implemented into the passing game. I think he'll be coming in to take the place of the big receiver.
Colson,
who's not with New Orleans anymore.
Catch
so I think
Colston.
He'll end up being the new target. The new move to change guy for Drew Brees.
Right. Because so Brandon Cooks
will be your deep threat. Yeah, he'll be blowing the top off Kobe Fleener, who's having a little trouble picking up the offense, I'm hearing, but he's another target that will be kind of getting some room in the inside. So watch Michael Thomas to be that move the chains type, probably especially around in the red zone, pretty nice size target. And Drew, being as small as he is, looks for those kind of targets to help him out a little bit. So those are my FanDuel players to watch this week. Spencer Ware, James White at running back, Mohamed Sanu, and Torrey Smith, the wide receivers to look for. And your rookie to watch will be Michael Thomas.
My man. My man. You're looking at my roster, huh?
Yeah, you got him before I could get it.
So, Jewel, you've been paying attention? You straight?
Yeah, you see, I'm over here. I'm in my draft right now. So I'm like, okay, let me scroll through. I was like, oh, Jamal Charles, okay, let me leave him over there.
Grab his papers.
Yeah, man, I'm listening. I've got a draft going right now. I'm in the middle of this thing over here.
Great job, man. So, this fantasy football got to be one of the funnest things to do.
Definitely.
You know, so definitely looking forward to that this weekend. So, Slick Money, finna get it. Hand it to you, baby.
You got it first week?
Oh, yeah.
I got Youngin first week.
Yeah.
Coming to get you, Youngin.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I got Autumn.
So you got Autumn?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go through the hill, fam.
Going through the hill, fam.
And I got six man of the year. So we taking them all down.
The way through the hill, fam.
We taking them all down.
All right, man. With that being said, after this weekend, you're going to go into the office on Monday. You're going to go to the break room, and you're going to go straight to that water cooler, because this is the Water Cooler Report by the Jewel of Sports.
Now it's time to find out what they're talking about around the water cooler with the Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to your Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right, y'all know I like to spend time at the water coolers, right? So the first thing that they talk about at these water coolers is the man who is causing a lot of controversy. Doesn't even get playing time anymore, but his jersey is the number one bestseller right now, and that's Colin Kaepernick.
Like, hey. Listen, man. I salute. Salute.
For real.
I mean, even Jabbar Parker was wearing his jersey.
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter. Salute. The black jerseys are nice, though.
It is.
I mean, yeah. It's black and red. It's like SRT.
It's hot, man. It's hot. We might need to get us some of those.
Yeah, you know. So, salute. Cap, man, keep doing what you're doing. You know, he's doing his thing, believing in what he stands for. So
that's right. And it just goes to show, this thing is not just one thing. It's a lot of things that people think are unjust in this country.
Right.
So what he's saying, he's just being a voice for, like, a lot of people who don't have voices. And they wouldn't get this kind of attention if it wasn't somebody doing it on a big stage. In the NFL right now, as we talk about it, this is the biggest stage in America right now is football. Yeah. That's what everybody does.
Exactly.
So for him to bring light to this plight or whatever during this time, it's perfect. It is what it is.
Salute.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of people backing him up. Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. women's soccer team, she actually took a knee during the national anthem before her soccer game, and she said the gesture was of solidarity with Cap, and it was born out of being disgusted with the way he has been treated and her desire for a more substantive conversation about race relations and about just minorities in general, because she's a gay woman. And she said that not everybody has to be an activist, but we have a pretty incredible platform being an athlete in this country. And a funny thing about Megan kneeling is that nobody in the soccer organization made a big deal about it. They didn't even care. They didn't say nothing to her or anything.
Wow.
49ers. Yeah. 49ers safety Ed Reed, he joined Cap in kneeling during the national anthem in the 49ers final preseason game. And also Seahawks cornerback Jeremy Lane sat down during the national anthem in the Seahawks last preseason game. And he said that he likes what Cap is doing and that he's standing behind him. It's something he plans on to keep doing until he feels like justice is being served. And Cap actually reached out to these people and thanked them. And he's actually going to donate $1 million to groups that help people affected by police brutality and racial inequality.
Yeah. With the light that's been shown about this song, Honestly, I don't know how I feel about myself even standing there. I'm being honest, and I know we're not political. But when you think about that third stanza of this song, it really kind of makes you kind of look at it a different way.
It does.
You know, it's not that I don't have pride in the country or whatever, but right now I don't have pride in that song.
Right.
I'm be honest with you because of what the song is saying in the third stanza.
Right.
So it kind of makes me feel a little some kind of way. I mean, seriously.
He opened some eyes.
He did.
He opened some eyes and ears. You know, so.
He really did. And I'm glad that he's taking a stand and that other athletes are following suit because, like I said last week, they have this platform to express their views on this, and I'm glad that he did it. Other NFL water cooler talk for you. Drew Brees, he has just signed a one-year extension with the Saints, so his new deal is basically a five-year contract, but it automatically voids two of the years. He's committed to the Saints with a no-trade clause for the next 2 years with $44.25 million guaranteed. His deal will pay out $20 million this season and $24.25 million in 2017. The Saints really had to get this deal done because with the contract he was under, they were going to have a salary cap hit of $30 million, which was going to be the largest for any player in the league. Now with the new deal, it bumps it down to $17.25 million. Drew Brees has made $154.7 million in cash earnings in his NFL career, which is the second highest among active NFL players. He's behind Eli Manning, who has made $158.5 million. Shout out to the Manning family. His stats have been on the decline for the last four seasons, but he has still put up great numbers. So the Saints really agreed to this deal so they can manipulate the salary cap.
Exactly.
So so did Drew really win in the deal?
Yeah, because he only two years at 44 million.
His first contract more than that, though? Because it was worth $100 million or something?
I understand that, but...
But he knocked off 2 years, so they pretty much.
Yeah. But so they'll.
But he kind of mad about the 2 years. He said he still want to play longer.
Yeah, he says he wants to play.
Yeah, they'll redo it. Well, you got to prove it, 7
Yeah, exactly. Go year to year. Tell him to talk to LeBron. LeBron know how to do it.
LeBron know how to work them deals, don't know? That's the perfect person to talk to.
I let Brown.
All right. Now, for my workout geeks, I know y'all like to be at the water cooler talking. So my workout geeks that love Fitbits, fitness trackers, and all that good stuff. And for my people that have watch fetishes like myself, Apple and Nike have combined to create what they call the perfect running partner. They have combined the Apple Watch Series 2 with the Nike Sports Band. This new watch is named the Apple Watch Nike Plus. It features a built-in GPS to track various metrics, including pace, distance, and route. It is water-resistant up to 50 meters and can be personalized with different apps such as activity rings, heart rate, stopwatches, and weather. Nike has actually been waiting to take a shot at Under Armour in the investment they made in the tech world, and they want to do so with this watch with Apple. It will be available starting this Friday, September 9th. It comes in two sizes. The 38-millimeter size will cost you $369, and the 42-millimeter size will cost you $399. So, Big Ho, I know you got your Fitbit on.
Yes. Yeah, but we're going to have to call Buddy now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Y'all gonna have to call Buddy them on that one.
Yeah, we gotta Buddy them. I'm gonna hit him up and
see if he got something on the truck.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, we can't do three bills on that. None of that.
Well, they trying to make this watch the best fitness thing on the face of the earth.
The iPhone 7 coming out today. Then the watch come out Friday. Uh-huh. Oh, man, come on.
Yeah, so they trying to, you know.
Team Android. Yeah.
That part right there, Team Droid all day. But you know what? That's a wrap on your water cooler report from the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
Hey man, every time they talk a lot about at that water cooler.
Yeah,
that
water cooler.
Oh yeah, they be bump. Man, and I just be sitting there ear hustling. They be like, get in on the conversation, Tiff. I'd be like, I'm just listening for my show. Y'all keep talking.
They get the water cooler for real.
They be going at it, yo.
So all right, man, we're gonna take a quick break, but when we get back, we definitely gonna be talking about some NFL. We're gonna talk NFL cuts. The Falcons have decided to start two rookies. And what are you looking forward to in the first week of the NFL Sports Roundtable? We'll be right back.
Keep your ears locked. Sports Roundtable will be right back.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called #MyVegasStory.
Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to daylife and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Is always changing.
That's why it's important to stay connected.
The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air
or
on the air,
it can be in the palm of your hand,
wherever you are,
with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
The sun is out, the kids are home, and you're ready to make this summer one they'll never forget. Gather up the family and head over to Lake Winnie, the South's best value amusement park, where there's excitement for everyone. Watch the little ones light up as they experience attractions like the flying elephants and the bumblebees. Get your thrill-seeking hearts racing as you free-fall 14 stories on the Ozone and see if you can stomach the all-new Twister ride. You'll flip over it. Then, satisfy your taste buds with delicious treats like the legendary funnel cakes. With so much to offer and so close to home, Lake Winnie is the perfect place for every family to have fun together. Now open Wednesday through Sunday. Save $3 every day but Saturday with a coupon from Sunbeam Bread. For more information and to discover all the fun-filled attractions Lake Winnie has to offer, visit lakewinnie.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWE 1100 AM.
Sports Roundtable! SRT crew, Tiff Hand, D-Wheel the Coach, and I'm your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. Got G-Money behind the glass, putting them tunes down for us. And great show so far, man. Awesome.
I just got to say this. Okay. You went away from your boy, Panda, what's his name?
Designer.
Designer to get... And you went with this boy? You have seen him, right? Okay. That's all. I just want you to know.
You have seen him, right?
We can retire this too now, right? Yes.
I got to actually see him.
I'm going to have to send you a bunch of K9 instrumentals because I got to get myself on the hook.
This right here? This dude right here?
hey, just say, this Negro? Hey, listen. For the entertainment,
he wasn't no Wendy Williams.
No. He wasn't no Wendy Williams.
Hey, your boy got
he owes something though.
He owes something. Him and Wendy are the same thing.
Oh, I cannot with y'all right now. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Him and Wendy the same thing.
Leave my girl Wendy alone.
They're fighting for the same cause.
Oh no.
We got a dress on his album.
We did say it was entertaining. We gave that disclaimer.
Yes, we did.
Okay, I was just making sure. Boy, we do get a little tongue-in-cheek in here, man. But, all right, man, let's go ahead and get into that NFL discussion.
Here's your SRT Roundtable Discussion.
Roundtable Discussion is sponsored by Jeju's Cars. If you're looking for a used or a pre-owned car, please contact Jeju's Cars at 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable. You get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check the website for inventories at www.jesuscars.com. NFL cuts. We can just get right into it. The Titans cut Bishop Sankey.
It don't matter. He gone.
He gone.
Yeah, 1 year after drafting him.
It's been a couple years, yeah.
And he was in the second round.
He was first round draft pick. He was the first running back pick that year.
That's the year nobody went in the first round. No running backs went in the first
round.
Maybe
it was second round.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Might be right.
He went second round.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He was their first pick.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But y'all know who picked him up, right?
Somebody picked him up already?
Patriots.
Man, they don't stop. They don't miss a beat.
He might make him into something.
And then he's going to turn into a superstar.
This dude here.
Go to the Pro Bowl.
I'm almost thinking he probably the one that took the loaf of bread and the fish and fed the multitude. This dude here. Whatever he touched just worked, man. Belichick, beast, man.
Man, for real.
Yeah, so he signed with the Patriots. So, y'all fantasy owners? Y'all might, you know. Said James White, but
yeah, White this week because yeah, Bishop White, don't know the offense.
Yeah, Bishop don't know the offense yet. So, Devin Hester signs with Baltimore.
I'm glad somebody picked him up. I like him.
They won't be in the playoffs.
I told you that's what I think going down. Baltimore's on the decline.
Chicago Bears cut fan favorite Robbie Gould. What's up with
that? What's up with that?
I don't know why they did that. That kind of hurt my heart a little bit because I was a Robbie fan.
Did they have salary cap implications? Because that's the only thing I can think of.
That's the only thing I can think of, too, because it wasn't nothing wrong with his kicking leg.
Yeah. I was surprised Pot Roast got cut. Terrence Knight.
Sure did. Yeah.
And see, nobody's picked him up yet, right?
Nope.
Now, why wouldn't... Well, I'm not even talking about this. But I'm just saying, I mean, he had, what, 2 years ago with Denver? He played well.
Yes, he did.
He had turned into a star. He was on commercials.
Yeah, sure was. Everything. I hope he saved his money.
And,
me too.
Oh, Pyro.
Matt Barkley signed with the Bears. Don't know how that.
Brandon Browner got cut.
Yes.
He did?
Yeah, he went back to Seattle and they cut him.
I didn't even know that one.
Jahari Evans got cut.
Courtland Finnegan got cut from the Saints.
Yeah.
They just picked him up.
They sure did. Picked him up.
Cut him already.
How y'all like this name? Andre Williams. Remember the kid out of Boston College?
Yeah, the running back.
Finished high in the Heisman that year.
Yeah,
he got cut. Well, the Giants gave up on him.
And Chargers picked him up.
Who Chargers picked him up?
The Bears signed Connor Barth after cutting Robbie Gould.
Connor Barth needed to cut his hair.
No. Oh, man.
You talking about recycle, but these kickers get recycled to death.
Don't they?
You know, I'm like.
Being a kicker almost like a quarterback. It ain't 32 people in the world that can do that job adequately.
Yeah. True.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's. Keenan Reynolds, quarterback.
Navy quarterback. Yeah, Baltimore cut him.
Yeah, they gave him the.
The Bucks picked up Cecil Shorts.
They sure did.
From the Texans.
Really?
Bucks trying to do something. Watch out for the Bucks, y'all. They gonna have a nice little squad this year.
And they're right here in the dome this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the Falcons gonna lose.
Trufant and Evans, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to this Falcon talk. Falcons cut J.D. McKissic and signs Taylor Gabriel from Cleveland. Another Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan.
Did he have him in Washington or something?
He had him in Cleveland.
Yeah, he did have him in Cleveland. I'm thinking of. Yeah, so, but what did he get? Aldrick Robinson from Washington, though, didn't he? Aldrick Robinson, the wide receiver that Falcons got.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he came from.
I thought he played at Washington.
But J.D. Did get to the practice squad for the Falcons.
I thought he was going to be the return.
Yeah, so but the only way that they can lose him is that a team have to put him on the 53-man roster. They can't go. He can't go to another practice squad team. Yeah. Falcons started two linebackers, rookies, Campbell, Deion Jones. You got Campbell, Jones, and Beasley at linebacker. And actually, Brooks Reed is starting at defensive end.
It's time Brooks Reed?
Yeah.
Wow.
We need some crickets or something?
I don't understand.
I guess
he has a plan, man.
I got the head scratcher for you.
Like, what are the
I guess he got
doing?
A plan. But, I mean, you going into this year with two rookies at linebacker, and it would have been a rookie at safety. So, your whole middle of your field would have been. That's what I'm saying. So, blown assignments. And I know he tries to get speed because that's what he's building his whole defense on. It's speed.
What, you going to mess up quicker?
That's what they say. They say if you're going to make a mistake, make it full speed.
Make it fast again. Well, yeah,
I think they got that covered.
Because like you say, Vic Beasley is just a second-year player. It's not like he has a bunch of experience.
And they got him doing things that he's never done
before. Yeah.
So your whole linebacking core is 2 years or less. No
what
experience or 1 year.
So who he's starting? Who at end now? Reed and who else? Is?
Freeney. Dwight Freeney.
No, Freeney's
situation, man. Yeah, third down, man.
Yeah. It's,
They use a Freeney as a situational?
Yeah, well, I mean, come in on pass rush downs.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to be like an every down player. He'll just come in like third down, an obvious passing down.
I got it right. I'm finna pull it up.
Some of the Falcons linebackers?
Mm-hmm. Their defensive end. Or no, Bruce Reed on one side.
Oh, is this Tyson Jackson?
Yeah.
Tyson Jackson.
Golly. And got
who's his playing tackle?
The boy
Babineau and Jarrett.
Jarrett, yeah, Grady Jarrett.
Wow. So have they given up on your boy, the big boy they had? That boy used to cuss out all the time on Hard Knocks.
Rasheed Hagen. Yeah. I mean,
he's the backup. He's still on the roster. Up. He's just the backup.
He's a second string DN or a tackle?
DN.
Second string.
Yeah.
See, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think they flipped the coach. I don't know. I think they just pulled out of the hat and whoever name came out.
That's who they said he's starting.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like they did.
They say Brooks Reed. Hell, I don't even know what he looked like.
Like I said, Falcons going to drop a lot of games this season, and it's already showing with this roster. Like, what are they doing?
Well, the lady fruit cups going on Tampa Bay this week.
They sure are. They need to. Don't put them on the Falcons.
That defense looks very suspect.
And Chris Chester was named starting right guard as well. So him and LaVitre.
Well, they might be in a lot of shootouts this year, man.
Article said that they're going to have to score a lot of points to even get to the playoffs.
Well, Hooley is my wide receiver.
Yeah. How you feel about Coleman and Freeman splitting carries?
I think you have to because they're both not real big backs, so I don't think either one of them can take a pounding of 25 carries a game or more.
But Coleman was beasting last season.
And when he got knocked out.
Yeah. All that stopped, huh?
Yeah, all that stopped when he went around that corner and the lights went out.
He got knocked out.
Yeah, he got knocked. I'm not saying, when I mean he literally got knocked out.
Yeah. Talking about Georgia Power case?
Yeah, he put it in. Didn't pay that bill.
I got
lights on.
I mean, toting that rocket ain't heavy, but it's dangerous. Yeah. I'm just being real.
I think Teron Ward going to have to get some carries.
You think so?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to, man. Yeah, because I don't – Tevin Coleman, he's really a situational back.
I'm just worried about him holding on to the football.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he could be trusted for more than 8 to 10 carries a game. And because if you're leaning on him for more than 8 to 10 carries a game, you put him in that 14 to 15 carry a game mark, he's going to fumble.
Well, how's his hands out of the backfield? Can he catch it in the space?
Well, that's not his game. He's a between the tackles runner.
Yeah, I know. That's all he did in Indiana.
But now, Teron Ward looked real good in preseason.
He was just trying to win the job.
And he won it.
Well, Brandon Wilde's still on the team, too. They got four running backs. Whew.
Yeah.
Well, he had 150 yards in that last preseason game.
Yeah, they featured him there.
Yeah, they should show up.
Against the third stringers, though.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, though, I think Dan Quinn is trying to get Tevin Campbell in there. I know Coach.
Tevin Campbell.
I call him Tevin
Don't
Campbell.
Don't do him like
till he stirred up. So I think, seriously, that was his guy.
Yeah.
Because last year, if we recall, he was the starter.
He started,
You know, until he, couldn't stay on the field. And then Freeman took over, and that was it. But I just think once you draft someone, that's the guy that you try to get in there. So, I mean, because by rights, if you go by what Freeman did last year, it shouldn't even be a question who the number one back is.
Exactly. Shouldn't have been competition.
Exactly. You got a Pro Bowl running back, and he has to come in and look over his shoulder on a guy who's fumbled the ball and can't stay healthy. So it doesn't make sense to me.
All right, Sunday you got Falcons against the Bucks. You got a Florida State running back in Freeman. You got a Florida State quarterback in Jameis, who wins that battle?
Are we picking the game?
I mean, who have the better stat?
I think Jameis would definitely have a better game.
Yeah, I'm with that.
So Freeman can't have like 152 touchdowns?
I don't think he have 150.
Yeah, he ain't putting up 150. He might get two. If he gets two scores, if he gets two scores, the Falcons are going to be around to win the game.
Yeah, I think he can have a good game. But I think Jameis throws for about three bills and at least two touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know,
I think this is his breakout season. I'm with Han. I think this is breakout season.
I think Jameis is going to carve that secondary up. I really do.
So
they got them big receivers, and I just think that's going to be the detriment.
And they say him and Mike Evans are finally on the same page.
Hopefully, you know, he got Vincent Jackson on that page too, because Vincent Jackson can be a great weapon.
Well, I'm saying he's going to be open because
he sure is.
All coverage is going to roll to Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget about the tight end they got.
Safarian Jenkins.
Yeah.
They say he's splitting time with the other kid, but you're right, Safarian.
I mean, he's a red zone. Big, yeah, he's a red target, zone.
And then with them adding Cecil Shorts, he ain't no punk. So.
Yeah.
And then they got Muscle Hamster at the backfield.
Ooh. Tampa Bay looking all right.
I think they got a good football team.
Yeah.
Well, they did a Madden simulation online.
Uh-oh, let's talk about it.
They did a Madden simulation online.
They do this every year.
And the Falcons lose in overtime.
Hold on, that's the second simulation, because the first one I saw, they actually won the Super Bowl.
No, they did that. But this
Who did?
They had
Falcons.
Yeah,
they had Madden 2017
did the whole year, and the Falcons won the Super Bowl.
Oh, quick.
Really? Why that, yeah.
Just one game.
Just
one game.
Playing
they
games.
Got the Falcons winning this. But listen.
Boy.
They are 9 out of 12 out of the last 12 seasons picking the Super Bowl champion.
What?
Well, they dang sure got it wrong this time.
From the simulation?
From the simulation, Madden is 9 of the last 12 of picking the correct Super Bowl champion. And they picked the Falcons this year.
Well, that's wrong.
I see why Breeze and them say we know too much.
Exactly.
That's all the way wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, Madden 2017 says the Falcons are the Super Bowl champions.
They might need to go home and call the Bovada.
Yeah, might need to put some fruit cups right there. Yeah, at least the Jackson.
Yeah.
For real, for the whole year?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the odds is something crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Huh? I think they 30-1.
Ooh. Yeah, the Jackson look real good right now.
Yeah. Might have to put a crane on it.
I might have to put me old Tubman on it.
Put me a Tubman on it.
Tubman on it.
Put you a Tubman on it then.
Oh, boy. D-Will, what you looking forward to the first weekend of the NFL?
Just to see where teams stack up, because it's hard to predict college going into week one, but NFL is incredibly tough because all the teams that are supposed to be that, you expect them to be that. And with the NFL season being so wishy-washy, it's going to be interesting to see. But I'm going to tell you the player I'm looking forward to seeing week one, Dante Fowler down in Jacksonville. I'm willing to see, can he live up to the hype? What, he tears Achilles last year? Tore his Achilles
knee
up?
Knee or Achilles? What, I thought it was
Was it his knee or his Achilles?
Might know.
I thought it, what was it?
I don't know.
I thought it was an ACL.
Yeah, it was
an ACL. Okay.
I just know it was on the very first day of practice.
First day of first play, just about. So I'm
it was
anxious
ACL.
To see.
ACL.
I'm anxious to see how he comes back, and can he actually help Jacksonville, who everybody's expecting to turn a corner this year.
Right.
So with him coming back, they should be pretty good. But I'm just anxious to see, are we going to see the team step up that are supposed to step up?
Han, what about you?
Looking to see my youngins down there at the Cowboys, man. You're going to see Dak, and looking to see what Ezekiel can do.
Youngins is right. They got the youngins on deck out there, don't they?
Yeah, got to see what my youngins do with this. They got things around him.
Yeah.
You know, he got some toys around him. So it's just, you know, do they put the right plan in effect to let Dak be successful and use Ezekiel? And also, people don't even understand that they got another running back right there with Ezekiel.
They do.
You know, so Quaz is kept. You know, Alfred
Morris
there, you know, call him the butler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those two guys can run the football behind that offensive line, use Witten. And then you got a weapon like Dez on the outside. So as long as they can put Dak in good situations, you know, and make sure that he knows where to go with the football, not make the big mistake,
you know. And you know, I think he might be able to do something.
Dak needs to know two things.
What's that?
Check down and where is Dez?
Yeah. And just
and where is
and
Dez?
Don't throw it in the coverage.
That's very true.
Don't throw it in the coverage and hand the ball off.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Hand the ball off with that big offensive line. So those things I'm looking for. See how my two youngins going to
do. And I think Jason Witten will be a good safety net for
definitely.
Dak.
Extremely.
Definitely. That's why I just picked him up in fantasy.
And that's the closest receiver to you. So when you drop, knowing your tight ends are safety blanket.
Right.
So that's where you should be going there and out.
Yeah. Your check down and where's Dez. Exactly. But thank God. Thank the man upstairs. He got a good offensive line. Because it's going to take Jason Witten 55 minutes to get off the line. Have y'all seen him?
55 minutes.
He is moving very. I don't know if he was doing it because of preseason. But he is moving very slow right now. Yeah. I think age and attrition has caught up to him.
He ain't got no love for Tennessee folks no more.
I don't, man.
I see.
The way he tore us up to?
I know. All right, Tia, what you?
My Denver Broncos, man. I need to see what they about to do on offense. Like, I'm just like we got defense for days, but you got to put some points on the board to win the game. So I'm very interested to see this Thursday night game and how they play against Carolina's defense, if they can even move the ball up and down the field. If I mean, because in my mind, I think the rookie going to be starting at quarterback pretty soon. So I just am really interested to see what my Denver Broncos are about to do because how this offense is looking right now, I'm not too high on what they're about to do. I mean, I said I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Who did they start in the running back now? Who's going to start?
I think
CJ going to start?
Yeah. Because they cut Hillman. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they
Booker,
got C.J. Anderson.
Booker moved second.
And Booker moved second.
Booker second? Mm-hmm. Is he healthy all the way? How did he look in preseason?
I'm not sure.
After that knee injury at college, so I don't know.
He must look good enough.
But my theory my
right,
theory
for them is, to cut Hillman.
Yeah.
My theory is, and it goes back to Florida State, Bama, Texas, if you have a question at quarterback, and for the NFL, if you have a question at quarterback, why not start the young guy?
That's what I agree with. That's why I couldn't understand Georgia.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Why not start? I understand thing. You don't want to put him in situations to fail because it could hurt his development. It could hurt his psyche. But my thing is, if you're going to lose, okay, the best experience is game experience.
I agree.
Very true.
You can't learn what you're trying to teach him in the classroom.
No.
And so you're trying to put him in the classroom and be like, hey, we're going to teach you this. But the best experience is putting him out there in the fire and letting him take his lumps.
Right.
But if you're going to continue to do in the classroom what you expected to do anyway, why not let him get on the job training?
Right. And I agree with that for the most part. I do like the kid out of Northwestern, though, because I remember seeing him in college. And he played well for Northwestern. You know, if you want, you know, you had to scale it back.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is they were always in games with him on the field. You know, I won a few fruit cups messing with him. But he's good. I mean, seriously, he knows where to go to football. And they're high on him, actually.
Yeah, that's why they started.
The organization, they kind of like him, so I think he's going to be okay, just like with that. You got to protect him and put him in the right situation.
Gotcha. All right, what I'm looking forward to this NFL Sunday is whooping up on Slick Money in my fantasy league because I got Derek Carr and I got, what's my quarterback in Jacksonville?
Bortles.
Yeah, Blake.
I don't even know who to start. I mean, Raiders play at the Saints. And the Packers play at Jacksonville, so.
Oh, I'm going Derek Carr all day.
Derek Carr.
Against the Saints. Saints can't
cover themselves. So I should get 400. I should get 400 from 400 yards out of Carr this week.
I sure hope so, because I got Amari Cooper.
Hello.
Of course you do.
Yeah. All right. Before we go to a quick sports update, D-Will, this is what I want to ask you in the break room.
Uh-oh.
Or in our pre-meeting. Is Brandon Harris Joshua Dobbs the same player?
Ooh, yes, because they're both seniors and they both have showed zero development.
So you swap teams, same result.
I would say yes, but I think if you put Joshua Dobbs in LSU with that running back, he's a better thrower of the football than Brandon Harris is. Brandon Harris is showing that he just cannot. He can't do it. He just doesn't have the arm strength. He doesn't have the accuracy. He can't read the defenses. So I'm thinking Joshua Dobbs has showed glimpses, at least in the past, that he can actually throw the football. So I think if you put him in LSU, depending on what Les Miles would do, if they're going to put him in the right situations, I think, but yeah, they're the same player. They're okay, both terrible.
All right, Hancock, but we're going
to tried to go too far. They're both bad.
Jared Goff not dressing out. First pick of the draft, your thoughts real quick.
On headed to the bus lane. I mean, and I think it came to pass when they showed him on Hard Knocks. You know, they asked him, what did he call? And he said, I don't know. Yep. I mean, enough said. Hashtag enough said. I mean, when you look, I mean, seriously, number one pick in the draft, and he's inactive?
Inactive, y'all.
He's not even dressing.
Now he's not hurt.
Yeah. Not, no.
He's not dressing.
He's standing there.
He's third string, and teams don't activate three quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's
and you use the number one pick.
And the other one, Wentz, also wouldn't have been playing if they wouldn't have traded Bradford.
Very true. Yeah.
So, I mean, these two quarterbacks, and I said when I saw, I there's no way I would have taken Carson Wentz. I know we talking about golf, but how you going to take Carson Wentz from a
FCS?
Lower division, FCS, thank you. And he did, and then he got hurt his senior year.
Yep, didn't even play half the year.
I don't understand that. And golf, to me, these West Coast, how many do they have to come out of there and you see that they're not good out of the West Coast? Mm-hmm. And they now they pub and rose in the same way. Yeah. And he just is bad.
He folded the other day.
Yeah, Texas A&M. Yeah. So, come on, man.
And you know Texas A&M plays zero defense. He made Texas A&M defense look good.
There it is. All right. It's if our roundtable discussion. It was sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you need a used or pre-owned vehicle, please contact Jay's at 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable. Get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check the website, jaysusedcars.com, for inventory. Real quick, we're about to go to our last sports update. We'll be right back. Sports update to Julius Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your final sports update of the night with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boyd, on the SRT Show. I got some Major League Baseball scores for you. The Braves and the Nationals are in the middle of the fifth inning, tied 1-1. The Yankees are beating the Blue Jays 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth. The Pirates and the Cardinals are tied 3-3 in the top of the eighth. The Marlins are beating the Phillies 6-0 in the middle of the eighth. The Indians are beating the Astros 6-5 in the top of the eighth. The Royals are beating the Twins 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. The Brewers are beating the Cubs 1-0 in the top of the sixth. The Giants are beating the Rockies 4-3, and that's the end of the fourth inning. The Red Sox are beating the Padres 2-1, that's the bottom of the second. And some final scores for you. The Mets beat the Reds 6-3. The Rays beat the Orioles 7-6. The White Sox beat the Tigers 7-4. And the A's beat the Angels 4-1. And we have upcoming games tonight. We have the Dodgers playing the Diamondbacks, and we have the Mariners playing the Rangers. And that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Appreciate that. As soon as I talk about the Braves' top three hitters, they all 0-3.
That's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
You battled off them nice little stats, and now they playing like garbage tonight.
I said the last seven games, just the eighth.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Now it's time for one of our favorite segments now. People have been talking about how they love how we get stuff off our chest. And I got something to get off the chest, so let's get it off our chest tonight, man.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to
say it with your chest.
Good 3-day weekend. Hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecue chicken. And I'm enjoying a nice plate. Of course, with a stogie. Big bar cigars coming soon. A lady was asked by someone else if she's a season ticket holder for the Atlanta Falcons. She rattled off,
I ain't gonna get no season tickets until they trade Matt Ryan.
I said, oh, so you ain't never.
So, he ain't never going, huh?
So I proceed, you know, I have my little cigar tray, a little holder, so I hurry up and pulled it out and put it on my holder there, because I say, well, what's the coach name to go trading? She said, I don't know, is Bobby Cox?
Bobby Cox?
So
stop it.
Yeah, no, she didn't. So I'm going on. I say, well, if they use their running game, I forget the running back name. What's his name? She said, don't Jamal. Is it Anderson?
No, she didn't say Jamal Anderson.
I said, no, so I didn't say anything. So I said, but so what about the well, if they don't use him, they can just throw the ball, you know, to their receiver. I said, you know who their receiver is? She said, that's easy. Roddy White.
What? Man.
So after that, I just picked my stogie back up and just thought to myself.
You was on your porch?
No, I was.
Oh, I was going to say, I would have kicked her out.
There's no way. But what I want to get off my chest, if you're going to have an opinion about something, at least know about it. No, at least know something. She would like the Braves tonight. She over three.
Over three.
See, I need to go after you because that is just a segue into what I have to say.
Perfect.
It's women like that that make it irritating for women like me that actually have sports knowledge, because men automatically think that women don't know a lot about sports. And so they automatically don't want to include women in the sports conversations. But when you finally do include a woman in a sports conversation and she comes at you with stuff like that, with players that ain't, and coaches that ain't even a part of the team or the organization, that is the reason why men treat women like that when it comes to sports. And so, my ladies, if you are going to try to hang with the fellas and talk sports, please at least know what's going on today, at this day and time, at this moment with the team. Don't be talking about people ain't been on the team for 8-9 years. Like, I mean, come on. That just really, it really bothers me. And to the men that want to always assume that women don't know about sports, let me let you know right now, you really need to take that assumption out of your mind, because I could probably talk circles around half of y'all when it comes to sports. So don't, don't make that assumption when it comes to all women, because there are plenty of women out here that do know about sports. So shout out to my ladies that do know about sports, and ladies that don't, stop pretending, because you making it bad for us that do.
My wife go in on Saturdays, real talk. She know what she be talking about.
Shout out, Hero.
Shout out, Hero.
Shout out, Hero.
Shout out. Hey, oh, how about this? What up, Nisha? Her sister just tuned in.
What up, Nisha?
Live.
What up,
right Nisha? Now?
All right, man, what you got to get off your chest?
Man, what I got to get off my chest is on Saturday afternoon during the LSU and Wisconsin game, on the second to last play before Brendan Harris gave the game away, Leonard Fournette's family and him probably almost had a coronary heart attack, a massive heart failure, when he got hit in the leg and limped off the field. And this goes to my point of making somebody play football for 3 years when they're ready to go play in the NFL. If he would have had a big-time knee injury on that play, and cost himself being a possible number one NFL draft and millions of dollars, what's the point? Okay? I mean, what is the point of him playing this year when he's really an NFL back?
Yeah.
And it was that close. Yeah. Because if the guy hits him straight on and that knee could have exploded. Over. We've seen Willis McGahee's knee. Mm. And it was close.
Yeah.
So now, my point on it is, if you're Leonard Fournette, yes, the perfect season is over.
That part.
If you lose one more game, you don't have a national championship aspiration.
Nah.
You barely got them now.
Packing in.
That part.
What in your mind? What would make you want to continue to play?
I'm trying to get ready for the NFL, right?
Honestly,
now.
Honestly, this like, is what I'm real. Saying. So to get it off my chest means they need to stop this. And if a kid is ready to go play and be a pro, he needs to be able to go.
G, you got something?
Come back to me.
Be real.
Well, mine is a little lighthearted. Lord have mercy. Okay. Y'all going in.
I'm sorry, but that was, hey, man, it was a long weekend.
Y'all had some pressure built up. Get it off. But mine real quick and real easy. The new TV show on FX.
Atlanta.
Called Atlanta. Is one of the dopest shows you could possibly watch.
Everybody's talking about that show.
It's starring Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. And for all... We all know he's a little eccentric and weird in his real life.
Yes.
And he kind of plays that role. Man, when I say I was captivated last night.
Is it like a little series?
Yeah, it's a series. And it's based off of a local rapper here in it's based here in Atlanta. It's about a local rapper who gets his big move and big break off this viral video of a shooting that goes on when he actually did nothing. But now they're saying he's the realest rapper to ever walk the street. You know how you get the money. They call him the next Tupac. And like hit and it's showing the contrast in him knowing he did nothing and receiving all this and not knowing how to receive it and everybody else expecting him to be this certain type of person.
Right.
So it's a good watch if you get around. It comes on every Tuesday at 10 o'clock on FX, man. Go check it out. Atlanta starring Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Serena Williams has advanced to the U.S. Open semifinals.
Breaking news. All right.
Breaking news.
All right, G.
I haven't watched the Atlanta show yet. I know the first episode is on Facebook. So
oh, thanks for that, because I was wondering where I can go catch it.
There it is.
Appreciate you, G.
My kind of gripe is with University of Southern California.
back to the athletic department.
Well, it is with the athletic department. They need to... For once, look outside of themselves and stop chasing the ghost of Pete Carroll.
Mm.
Because they are, when they hired Pete Carroll, their athletic director was Mike Garrett, former USC player. When he left, they hired Pat Hayden, another former USC player.
And now
Lynn Swann, another former USC player. And after Pete Carroll, they had Lane Kiffin, who used to coach at USC.
Yep.
Then they got Clay Helton, who's the coach now, but he was an interim.
They had Sarkisian.
And then they got Sarkisian, who was a former assistant coach at USC.
Yep.
And it's not working.
It's not working
for him. Stop chasing the ghost of Pete Carroll and look outside yourself and find a head coach.
All right. Well, we got it off our chest tonight.
It's off.
Yes, sir. But now we got to thank our sponsors and everybody, man. It's about time to get up out of here. Want to thank all of our sponsors, Jay's Used Car, Smart Seal Security, Blunt Power, for doing your thing. I want to shout out to my crew. Thanks for coming in. Jay Smooth, what up? G, appreciate everything you do. And, man, we'll see y'all next week.
I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to my dad. Thanks for your support. Shout out to my fiance, Terrell. I love you. Shout out to my SRT crew. And follow your girl on social media at Tip Get Familiar. Get familiar with your girl.
Hey, shout out to the fam, friends, Facebook friends, fam, everybody. Follow me at Sports Superhero and at Sports Superhero on Twitter. And follow me at Facebook at SP Patrick.
Hey, I just want to shout out all my folks to check out the live feed on Facebook every week, man. Loyal listeners, loyal tune-iners, I appreciate that, man. And like I say, K9 Gang Shade Tree, man, we are out here. I got a lot of big announcements coming up. They will be soon. I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach Kez and King and the number 9 on social media. Holla.
I just want to shout out my mom and dad. Their anniversary is coming up.
Happy anniversary.
And a shout out to my alma mater, University of West Georgia. If y'all want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at G Plays It Cool.
Nice. G Plays It
Cool. I'm going to follow right now because I need to get my followers up. So, G, you got to follow me back.
I got followers.
You already know how we do it. Let's roll, baby.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
G.
It's your main man, H.O. from Bankhead, R.I.P. B.C., R.I.P. Mom. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
you probably shopping Young Thug Clutch.
And we out. Peace.
See ya.